Welcome. Yesterday, my Facebook and Instagram accounts got hacked, so I'm not able to access my social media. I tried to get in there and change my password, but they froze me out. And the scary thing was when I went in there to change my password, the image for David Romanelli was not me, but this terrorist-looking guy with Arabic in the background and two swords crossed over his body. Scary stuff. So for the past 24 hours, I'm totally locked out of social media. And there are countless moments I'm finding myself reaching for my phone to look on Facebook or Instagram. Not that I'm such a prolific social media guy, but it's just habit. I gotta tell you, other than the $250 charge the hackers put on my credit card, it's been pretty refreshing. Brings me back to 1995. I mean, what did you do in 1995? No cell phones, no email, no laptops, definitely no social media. I remember a friend had a video of me and my fraternity brothers in college in 1995. It was so weird to watch this video. It was like everything in slow motion because there were no distractions. What could possibly distract you in 1995? Books, magazines, television, a cordless phone. Old school. If you wanted to meet up with somebody in 1995, you had to leave them a recording on their answering machine. And when I was watching that video from 1995, you kind of noticed there's a richness to life back then. Now look, it's incredibly inconvenient to not have social media, especially this week. As you know, I'm launching a new meditation journey on Saturday. It's an important part of my livelihood. And I can't share it on Facebook or Instagram. Not to mention, I have zero access to my social media community. A lot of good comes through that community. So I feel very naked right now. I'm guessing some of you who are prolific on social media, you can relate to this. And others of you who don't do social media, probably not totally relating to this. But just think of the difference between the version of you from 1995 and the version of you from 2020. But one thing I realized this morning when I was doing my morning meditation, without the distraction of social media, I had more to give to the present moment. You know, I didn't wake up and do that morning glance at social media. So I had more to give to the present moment. When you have more to give to the moment, the moment has more to give to you. Just as an example, my son was not feeling well the other day. He had a tummy ache. For a little bit there, I had some post-traumatic stress. I worried about him in ways that wasn't normal when your five-year-old has a tummy ache. I went from 0 to 100 in 5 seconds. My wife and I had to talk to each other about handling that differently. Because he's 5, and just because he doesn't feel good doesn't mean it's something serious. And I realize there are moments, not too many, but it does happen, where fear can strike me fast and hard and inject its venom before I have a chance to turn on my superpowers. So this morning, I was meditating and reflecting on that level of vulnerability. I had more bandwidth to ask for the strength and trust to better handle these challenges. And I received something from the moment that said to me, part of the challenge here is to trust, even if life has given you reason not to. And I kept listening, and the moment kept speaking. Your trust does not need to be rooted in proof, because oftentimes that's not possible. Trust is often rooted in presence, in heart, in realness, not proof. All I had was that very naked moment. I could not post it. I could not verify it with your likes and your comments. I could not share it. And yet somehow it was easier to trust, to feel the warmth you feel when your heart opens instead of closes. Trust, even if life has given you reason not to. And in that moment, I thought, but how am I going to grow my business if I can't share it on social media these next few days? And again, the moment spoke, and I remembered the quote by Lao Tzu, "She who does not trust enough will not be trusted." So there it is. To graduate from this journey of trust you and I have been on for these 6 months, I'm learning in real time. Trust has very little to do with social media, and it has so much to do with what happens in the quiet space of the present moment. Right now, can we visit that space together? Can you give more of yourself to the moment today and see what happens? Take a moment to get more comfortable. What does that mean? To give more of yourself to the moment. More of your physical presence. More of your attention. More heart and soul. Lean in. Even better, put your whole self in. Let's come to our centering thought, the Sanskrit words, soham, I am. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. So hum, I am. if your attention wandered, Soham. Coming back to the moment. As I realized today, and many of you know this all too well, when there are less distractions, you can give more of yourself to the present moment. Now, that won't do much for your likes, comments, clicks, or online exposure, but it will do something profound for your level of trust. He who does not trust enough will not be trusted. See you tomorrow. Peace.